Well, why are you talking without a why are you talking without a microphone in your face? The question. Because I can't hear you.
Tyler, give me the sig.
No. We're all good. Yeah. And this episode's gonna crush because of the clickbait with the fucking thing.
Yeah, for
it's sure. Gonna be good.
Just say stupid shit.
Shut
I
up.
Love your hair that color. It's really hot.
Why'd you go red? Is it part of a scene?
No, I mean I've had red hair for like ever. I've had every color in the world.
Really?
And then like COVID
like
hit.
But like I like you like that.
No, I love the dark. Yeah, yeah I love like black hair. But
did
I get bored.
That's amazing. So basically, our background is we have two shows. We have this show. And great.
I'll do it. Do you want me to put lashes on you?
Biggest show.
I was thinking about it.
I will.
Yeah, ones like that.
I have a ton.
Because I usually do ones exactly like that, but I don't know.
Like a cat eye? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll put them on you. I just got nails, though, so I might, like,
I'll do it.
Click clacky.
You guys done yet, or are you guys cool?
No. There, I got them done.
Sorry.
I'm fucking it out.
Okay, we have to catch up, too.
No, we have a very, very I'm just curious that... Tyler, do we have all this stuff going?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Okay, cool. Sweet. I love it. So we have two podcasts. We have this one and we have the other one, which is a really, really big one. So it's a good thing. You're not wasting your time, I promise. Okay?
I'm here for the ride.
I feel like you're always like, lights on, let's go. Right?
I feel like yeah.
I'm just chilling.
No.
So what is the, we good?
Yeah.
What is on the agenda tonight for you two? And by the way, we're waiting for Steiny to come in.
Yes. Come on, hurry the fuck up.
Oh, he's wait, coming. It's going to be 1 minute.
Oh, no, I have it. Is she going to text me? No, grab your phone.
You're good. We can still talk. Me and you can still talk,
does
Melissa.
Does she not have my number?
Melissa, me and you can still talk. Everybody can just go.
Do we? Can we? Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
They're fucking daggers.
Everything about me is...
How do I know what?
How do you know the
sharp
daggers?
I mean, because you just like
Wolverine. Bob doesn't know anything about designer. He doesn't know anything
that's
about
like
anything.
That's like with her heels, not her nails.
Bro, get up here. We're waiting for you.
What the fuck, Steiny? Jesus Christ.
Melissa, get... Just pop up here, dude. Where are you? Pop up here.
Yeah, what? Yeah. You done fucked up.
You know what I love about Steiny? Steiny, I have $1 million deal for him. And he's literally being a fucking idiot.
He's kind of like a, I love him to death, but
no,
he's very like,
he's, are, you, are we live?
Controlled,
he thinks
like,
he
big
is
time.
Hot shit. You know, so Steiny was like
no,
I said.
No, he doesn't. No, he's very humble. He's very nice.
Oh, he's humble?
Yes, he is.
Are you
but
out of your fucking
are,
mind?
No, when women are involved, if there are women waiting for him at dinner, he's there. Like, he's
that,
going.
Yeah, that's it. That's Kim being a pussy. That's totally irrelevant. Different.
Just being
whipped. All right, so wait, hold on. You two. Wait, so you guys are not all like dolled up and everything now. Where are you guys going tonight?
Not yet. No. We're going to the Pornhub Awards.
What?
Pornhub Awards.
What the fuck is the Pornhub Awards?
Exactly what you think. I'm sure you're pretty familiar with Pornhub.
Well, I can imagine what the Pornhub Awards are, but is it like kind of like the Oscars? Wait, time out. Is it? No,
Jesus Christ.
No, you know what? It's not the Oscars of porn. We have something called AVN, and that's what people say is like the Oscars or like the Grammys.
But do people give speeches like that they like to do in the Oscars?
I don't know this year.
Honestly, I really. If
this
you,
is more like a party. They're just going to kind of like announce the winners while people are like drinking and hanging out.
And like in past years, it was like a fashion show thing.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Like. Yeah. Did you see who the artist is tonight?
Yes, oh my
literally,
God, tell him.
Like his voice makes me come, and this is like a
okay.
Ben,
so
a
it's
thing.
So
right,
Rick Ross.
We're already off. We're already off the races.
Okay,
already
have you
off.
Listen to Rick Ross. Like just.
Oh, Rick is, Rick is a dear friend of mine. Tell him I said hello.
I told you to come.
Rick
I told,
is,
okay, well,
well
I told you to
friend,
come
I'm,
to the event.
Need, like,
oh, if Rick's there. Rick is a dear friend of mine.
Okay, text Rick.
Now, Rick,
really?
Yeah.
Yes, Rick. I told you, you need to crash this.
Let me show you me and Rick. Rick, that was, yeah,
okay,
Rick is
so,
one of my, I love
my
Rick.
My heart is literally fluttering.
Okay, so it's
wait,
Rick.
Wait, so you would fuck Rick Ross?
I'd marry Rick Ross, and I do not
we love a big boy.
Very lightly.
We love a big
it's
boy.
It's the voice, like how deep, just how fucking.
You know he has two, you know what Rick Ross's thing is? Rick has two bulls.
Okay, so it's Rick Ross. The comedian is Ricky Rotman.
Yeah, I don't know any other name.
And then the
on
presenter
there.
Is Julia Fox.
A
so this is like a big deal.
Her.
Oh, that's really a big
not
deal.
Why are you afraid of her?
She's
a girl's
me.
Girl. Like she's everything.
The fuck. She's the only person I think I have blocked on TikTok, and I've never even met her before.
Why are you scared of a little eyeliner?
Well. Like, look at the cat dragged in, huh?
So terrifying.
No, it's not.
Come on in and sit for a minute, Steiny. Get in here. Right here,
wow,
Sid.
He looks super happy to be here.
Yeah, he's such a. Hey, by the way, Steiny is such.
Thank you so much.
Such a. You want to sit here, Steiny?
Here, babe.
No, this is Adra.
No, you can share with her. Share.
Adra, this is Noah. That's
Steiny. So, the. Here, take a seat.
Hi, nice to meet you.
What's up?
Adra.
How are you?
What is good. It? Adra.
Steiny, Fox.
Steiny hosts one of
first
the biggest.
First name, last name.
Mm-hmm. Can you guys share a mic? Do you mind? So Steiny hosts one of the biggest shows on the planet. It's called the Full Send Podcast. And by the way, Steiny, I'll be honest with you, I don't like your attitude. Okay.
They don't know anything about porn stars, so
we don't know what
we're on even footing. Okay, cool. You want to go grab her?
This is chaos. Who's, who are you getting?
Just another one.
Just another porn star, Steiny.
I have dinner right now at 9.
Yeah, but I'm missing.
Yeah, we heard.
With my family.
Yeah, do you
your
want
family?
I'm blowing off my family.
Do you want a massive deal with Muggy Tilt?
Wait, you're actually kind of hot. Why don't you come back here?
Steiny, be respectful.
Miss, why don't you get back over here real quick?
You want any part of this?
Go with Noah.
Noah will escort you. So anyways, by the way.
I didn't want to say it like while you were talking.
Yeah. So, anyways, by the way, Steiny, welcome in.
Very loose pants won't be seen.
We this has been this is gonna be a very chaotic episode. So there's three parts to this episode. You have Summer, which we already had.
Jesus Christ, tragic.
What do you mean, Jesus Christ? You're talking to the Godfather of podcasts, okay?
Shit,
Jesus Christ,
the Godfather
indeed.
Of podcasts.
Wait, what are we on? Which are we on? Ripper Magoo, Zap?
No, we're on
Young and Hong, or which one? What are we doing right now?
What do you mean?
Which show am I on? You've
is
had
this
so many
even
podcasts.
Gonna air?
Is this a Full Send podcast?
This is airing tomorrow. Yeah, this is not.
Which
the full
podcast am I on?
This is the Muggy Tilt Pod.
Oh.
So the one that's going to be cutting a huge check to be in our golf channel that's going to be coming up that we probably can't disclose.
Well, I'll
with
take one of those, too.
I have a question for you, Steiny. Are you happy working for Nelk?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm just curious because I never know because I went through a lot of stuff with Nelk. And
I know you guys had your differences, but where are you now?
I'm sitting next to two
back on
stars.
The podcast. what you have to learn at the end of the day, Bob, is that money is great and money is amazing, but it's not all about the money. And what Nelk has is they have the biggest platform that will ever give you the opportunity to do something outside of what they do.
What about Amazon Studios and Roadhouse and big movies like that?
If you have one line in some movie, I hope. I don't know. Yeah. What do you? Yeah. But what I'm telling you is that they give you that opportunity and it's what you can turn it into. And I think that you were too focused on, I need this, I need that.
So
I'm
let me
superstar.
Ask you this. We're not about me. This is about you. So how is your, and you can always see past if you don't like to answer the questions.
How
is your
anything.
Deal? How is your, de- you what?
I'll answer whatever.
Your answer whatever. Okay. How is your deal structured? And I don't know the, I swear my life, I don't know the answer. I'm not being a wise ass. I'm just curious because a lot of times you have to always wonder and people always wonder how do talent get paid and you're a talent underneath Nelk.
Yeah.
So how is your deal structured right now?
So they have, I have a deal with Nelk to do. I have a deal to do all Nelk content, and then I have brand deals that they also.
Do they control? Do you have to run everything by Nelk? And it's fine because in any operation,
it's
if you run a bar store,
like let me explain to you. When you have a good relationship and you have like some sort of friendship, and you can be like, "Hey, do you mind if I do this? Yo, can I get involved in this?" They're pretty lenient towards that.
Because you've had an interesting come up. Obviously, I'm not going to get into it. You did your shit with me. Then you worked with Steve. Then you came up. And
so
you're
aggro.
You're in a very, very good situation. You're doing well. You're a hardworking guy. So what do you see as an end goal for Steiny, truthfully?
Bro, I don't know. I think about it all the time. I don't know. I think as long as I stay focused on what I'm doing, and I like being entertaining and creative, and people like it. So
how many years in are you?
Like,
great question.
On
how
camera,
long have you been,
how long have you been on camera?
Only 2 years. So when people
two
ask
years.
Me that question,
I've been on
I'm,
2 years.
Yeah. So when people ask me that question, 12, it's like, I want to keep doing what I'm doing. I don't have like an exit strategy yet.
Yeah.
Why
no,
would you
that's
have that at 2 years?
I truly believe that if you continue to do what you're good at and you work hard, then opportunities
forever.
Will come.
Exactly.
And that's what happened. All right.
Bob. Well, let me ask
Bob
you this,
somehow.
Bob's trying to push
by,
you
I don't
out.
Know if he hit the lottery, but he fucking got some sort of movie.
What do you mean? For what? Oh, the movie, yeah. The movie.
After the beat-ups
you know,
relationship,
you know
all these
the
relationships.
Movie?
You're like a cat. You have 9 lives somehow.
I got 50 lives somehow. You know, I got the, how are you? Good to see you, Bob. Nice to meet you. We got 3 porn stars now. This is crazy, huh?
You said you wanted porn stars.
I love it.
I brought you
We're chilling. I love it. Wait, so hold on. Back to Steiny real quickly.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So you have, with the whole, because I'm very curious about this, your exit is, if Nelk blew up tomorrow, what would you do? And no longer Nelk has a platform.
Hit you up.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Say, hey, do you want to do something?
I know.
No,
you that's
fucking
good
wouldn't.
Say, hey, do you want to get a content house, me, you, Melissa, and the other two that just walked in?
Yeah.
Starting OnlyFans.
So Steiny, by the way, I want to give Steiny a lot of credit, too. Steiny has a show called One Night with Steiny, in which he interviews. So he's the co-host of the Full Send podcast. Full Send podcast I created.
I'm the
it's
second
the
mic.
Number one show.
Mic.
It was the number one show in the world on
you
YouTube.
Let him be on it.
Number one on
Kyle's the, like, there's mics.
We
like,
love Kyle.
Number one host. I'm second, and then Bob's third.
I know. Yeah. I was questioning
okay.
sure
why you left
sure,
Bob
sure that'll happen. Yeah.
What are you going
to, so what I'm saying is he's done a very good job. He has One Night with Steiny, but Steiny, what's interesting is you're used to this.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Because
so what?
You interview girls in the kind of OnlyFans space and the other
normal people to me, bro.
But why did you decide that lane? Why did you? Is it to honestly get laid?
I feel like you're running.
It's like
it's a Me Too. I think he's running a Me Too movement thing.
That's how he thinks. One track mind. No, it's just they're like in that industry, they're easier to talk to and they're not closed off. Like if you're talking to a girl that does let's just say she hosts a hot yoga class, what are you gonna talk to her about?
Yoga.
And then
you don't know and then who's gonna yoga,
wait really quick.
You would immediately be like, how horny are you during yoga?
Yeah, respectfully. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I talk to her like that, really?
Bob.
What are you gonna talk to the yoga instructor about, Bob? You're gonna talk to her about sex.
And by the way, it's only with you. I don't talk. Well, no, I
only with me.
No, because I don't have the opportunity every day. I think that what I said in defense to you guys too. I think your industry is very frowned up, like it's frowned upon. But I think that I've met some of the coolest people in the world doing pornos. Okay. Not doing porn that are in the porno world, and I think that like I admire that world. You guys show up and it's like boom.
You get pounded
and it's like part of your job and it's still like, but it's like an art to it. I think.
Yeah.
And.
We gotta broaden your horizons. Like,
I don't think my horizon. I feel like
in just this one little way, I feel like Steiny is a little bit more evolved. In terms of like, I think you still see my industry as frowned upon.
I look at her as a regular person, bro.
Thank you.
I look at it.
I look at her as Melissa.
You see it as like I'm overcoming.
I don't think what you think. I didn't say shit. I never. I've been on your side the whole time. I've been.
You just threw shade, and I don't really appreciate that.
Threw shade? Who? Them?
The first podcast we did, you referred to me as the porn star.
Is that?
I don't think you even knew my name.
Because I don't know how else to. It's a new thing for me. I'll call you right back. It's a new thing for me. I'm not used to it. I think it's a very interesting industry that you guys show up, and I think it's so.
So just admit you're just a little less evolved.
No, I'm not. Do you mind Would you join us for 1 minute or no? Do you want to stay out there?
Yeah. Get over here.
Keep rotating in.
Wait, before
come share the mic with me.
Stein, if you want to host this too, because this is your world, you can do this. I just, you know.
No, I'm just like, I'm kind of mind blown right now.
Yeah.
With you and Stratton.
Oh, hey, do you want my drink?
Oh, man.
I know. Stratton, I feel like you guys have some chemistry.
Me and.
I can feel like sexual tension.
Me and Adra?
That'd be lit.
Because we definitely do. Whether she likes it or not.
I'd really like to check that out sometime. But I feel like.
Worked through it.
Yeah. No, I feel like you and Bob a little bit.
There is some tension for sure.
So wait, let's just tell the people we just attended.
By the way, I hit that parlay. I thought I bet the first half. I bet the whole overall game.
Look at him trying to change the subject.
He just tries to cut me off like that. Wait,
I have a $20,000 parlay live. Go ahead.
Okay, so I know Alabama won.
No, I have a $20,000 parlay live.
I lost $5,000.
I'm up like 25
grand. You idiot. I heard you cheering.
Anyway, we just attended the NCAA March Madness, and it was lovely.
Amazing.
Just another friend, another girl. You were in attendance.
Yeah.
Believe
it or not,
we took an Uber home.
They let women into the NCAA.
Right? No, but then see, that's when I was like, yo, God. She's so wholesome. She's so amazing. And then on the way home, we split an Uber. And I happened to look over my left shoulder and it looked like you were bobbing for apples in the back with Bob. Like,
what are we talking about?
I didn't know that was a game back there. Or what was going on?
Is that why I wasn't getting a response?
Or if you dropped your phone, but I was like, where did Melissa go?
Right away.
Where did Melissa go?
Are you insinuating that Melissa and I had any sort of sexual contact?
That was a quick nap.
I don't know what the fuck went on back there, but I saw bobbing and I was like, Bob's back there. This is weird.
I have another movie role that I'm doing. So we just thought we could do the. So I just did the number one movie in the world, right now, currently. So we
okay, but
that.
Anyway, back so to we the ride. I don't know another what role. The hell you're talking about. He's like throwing shade and then it's like,
So that's the thing too. Like,
so wait, what would happen back there?
What do you mean?
In the back seat. You dropped your phone or what? You couldn't find it for like 30 minutes? Back.
Yep, couldn't find my phone.
We just kept hitting speed bumps. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Double speed bumps.
Sorry about that.
Nothing.
Nah, we
nothing to see here.
Right.
We're good.
Maybe we go.
You know.
For a ride. I'm kidding.
So when you talk, if you don't mind making the gestures into the mic so we can hear you better. But at the end of the day, I want to ask you something. You do the same thing she does? Like, is it all role play and stuff and all that stuff?
So Adra is like the OG. So like I do what I do, but like Adra does it.
Christ. You know what's fucked up? It's Bob throwing shade, but how many different educations do you have?
I have a degree.
Bro, she's so smart at Jeopardy.
But you're also a nurse. How many roles have you played?
Retarded, I'll admit that.
In terms of like...
Just in your life. Nurse?
Oh, in my...
Lawyer?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. No, I was a professional ballet dancer.
Ballet dancer? Nurse?
I just saw that one.
Yes. Yeah, I did that as a role as well. So
what else?
You're a good actress. I've told you 1,000 times. You're a great actress.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I try.
So like, would you guys do, have you guys ever been involved? I don't never know what the question is asked for. I'm crossing the line. Careful. Have you guys ever been involved in a scene together?
Yeah. We have, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why you guys are kind of all cozy up over there.
So we shared each other. We shared another person.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, we've kind of done it all.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I always say that like girls that look like me are my type. So like I just found like a hotter version of me and was like, I can't let this go.
Like, I feel like Stratty's in the fucking family now.
Do you think so? I don't know.
Have you seen an uptick at all in any sort of engagement or anything from doing anything with us? And I think it'll only continue. Now that you have Steiny.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to Steiny?
I'm talking to you. So I'm saying with us, because I'm always curious if like if you bring somebody in, right? Because my thing is like, Steiny always gives me shit. He thinks like I tag girls to get laid and all that shit. That's not the truth.
Well, you do.
It's actually okay.
Honey, what you let do? Me tell you one thing. I what got more game than fucking anybody you ever seen.
Yeah.
I
mean,
what was on the podcast.
Other reason B?
What do you mean? Say that again.
Why would you tag like a girl with like $30,000?
Because I always.
That's a very good point.
Right.
That's
and I'll give you a fucking enough. Answer, bud.
Guess what?
And I'll give you
never
the answer.
One time, put a girl on my story that I'm actually seeing.
You know what?
Because I don't
listen after what
wait,
I.
Wait. Why is that your reaction? No, but I'll tell you why. Because I don't want to mix. I don't want to mix that kind of activity. With
after what
my
I've been
life.
Through, I will never do it again. I will never put my personal relationship on IG, Twitter, whatever.
Yeah, me neither. Never will I do that ever.
No.
Throw that over.
Jesus
no, it's only the big ones.
So hard for five.
No, the reason why I tag all these girls on there, fuck
yeah, like every time I look over, like Jesus Christ, there's a Jesus.
Wait, the reason why, Stine, I'll ask you a question. You got your time for dinner, relax. The reason why I tag all these girls on there is because I like to just always document my life as it goes, and I feel that like if I put you on there and you're willing to like come on something real quick, I feel like you should get credit for it. So that's why I tag people.
No, and I think people.
Why would
love
I not
tag?
Wait,
they love the realness. Yeah. No, oh, they okay. love the realness. You know, like I feel like there's something. There's definitely something to be said for that. But you get a lot of flack around it as well.
What why would I care if I get flack?
Exactly.
What
yeah.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by flack?
Like negativity.
Yeah. Like
there's a lot of people who don't fuck
the
with me.
Rando, you know, like who's? No. Okay, just me.
But that's what keeps it interesting because in life. You're going to meet randos, and the average guy is single is going to just continue to meet randos, so that's what it is. And then here you go. If you want to get diving about
it. I don't fucking meet randos.
Oh, my
God. Nor would I post
you show
them.
Up to sets and meet randos every – oh, actually, no, you work with the same people.
Yeah.
A lot, right? It's a cycle.
Yeah, some people are like, what's your body count? I'm like, well, does it count how many different people or how many times?
Right, exactly.
I think it's
like,
different
I think
people.
It's so much lower
okay,
than
then it's
honestly, I feel
way
like
lower
I
– lower than you think, though.
I get that mic a little bit up more, you think?
We honestly might have both you guys beat, too.
Agreed. The body count?
Yeah.
Well, I would probably have you beat in women.
I have numbers.
No, I'd probably have you beat in women. But in men, it's so, like so low.
Wait, you have
only...
me beat in women. What do you mean? I only have a women body
wait,
count.
Other way around.
Stiney fucks guys.
No, I'm saying I probably
I, my men count is actually zero. So
I probably had sex with more women than you is what I'm saying.
So what's the number?
Yes, 100%.
What's the number?
100?
No, way
no,
more.
No, baby. Wait, females?
If it's
different,
not
different.
600?
Oh, Jesus
wow, that's
Christ.
Up there. Okay.
Yeah, you don't know who you're talking to. And I love that.
600 different chicks?
Yeah, with men, I don't even think I'm at like 30 yet.
Not at
30?
Right
with
right
men, here. No. I don't think
okay,
so.
Okay, so I fuck with that. You have as many women as you want. Straight up.
Amen. 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 What's up, Courtney? Welcome. Welcome.
This is Courtney.
Yeah, Tilly, everybody.
You're turning into Howard Stern, bro.
No, I'm not at all. No, I... No way.
What haven't you done? Yeah.
I'm a former school teacher turned porn star.
Wow. That's an interesting
and
transition.
I feel like the people know Courtney better than you know.
Yeah, Courtney's
yeah.
I was just going to say, around, literally. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, so real quick, I'm going to go around the room real quick.
Yeah.
Let's parents, family, overall, general consensus, approve or disapprove of what you do?
Honestly, it's mixed. I get a lot of both.
Overall
approval.
Okay, no, you go next.
My career?
Yeah.
He is a
Jake Gyllenhaal,
he is a sixth actor with one line in a hit movie.
Oh my God, no, God
your mom
he
has, fucking loves sorry, you.
This one is line. An extra in a Stine, fucking Stine, hit movie of, that got paid $0
wow.
to be with Gyllenhaal. For
I made more than that, by the way. A lot more than $0, by the way. And it didn't matter about the movie. It was about the relationship with Amazon, by the
was
way.
Was that before or after the room charges?
Do you know what happened? Here's what happened.
Did you see
I was
this?
Walking
spent,
through UFC.
How much did you?
Do you know I got that role? I was walking through UFC, and you know how we walk through the tunnel with Dana and all that shit in that section? So we're walking through, and I hear this guy say, hey, Bob.
I know how I do that. Do you still do that?
Bud, come on. You're in the minors. We're up here. This is
I
a,
actually sit in
this
a row
the A-list, you know?
In front of you, my friend.
And by the way, when you see one scene, there was five, actually. Five really significant.
There was one scene
do
with lines.
Do your parents approve or don't approve of your career?
Do my parents, why wouldn't they? Of course. I'm doing what I love, what
okay.
I want to do.
I mean, you're kind of a heat magnet. If I were your mom, I'd be like, woo.
I think they're
kind of
tapped out at this point.
Yeah.
They don't approve
out.
Of my, like, social posting stuff when I go crazy.
Right.
Like I did last night, which is a big mistake.
Okay. All right, but overall.
I think they gave up a long time ago, my friend.
I think so, too. I can't argue that.
Steiny, what do your parents think?
What his parents like? By the way, his father is one of the greatest. Let me tell you why I like Steiny. When I first hired Steiny, so Steiny, by the way, he may be a wise ass. And let me tell you girls this: right, that do you know how Mr. Steiny started his career? Hmm. Just like that man over there. He was my assistant.
Yes.
Interesting. My assistant.
Is there any shooters in here?
What you mean?
Like a shotty?
Shots? The mini bar.
Yeah. Noah grabs some shit. So he started as my assistant, and then he worked his way up, and now he's in a great position. Whatever. So basically, I'm like his fucking.
You know
dad,
the whole like.
His dad.
Does it ever get old that he likes to remind you of that?
Like, no, nah, there's like there's this old. I don't know what book it is. It's like never outshine the master. Wow. Which is a good quote, but once you do it, it's like, I see where that quote came from. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Steiny's done a great job of keeping his head down.
Hang on, bring it back. Parents approve, don't approve.
His dad is the best criminal defense attorney in the world.
I'm not asking you.
I'm self-made. I'm self-made.
Self-made. Amen. Thank you, Noah. Here we go. Courtney, do you Courtney needs a drink. Yeah.
Pre-game
like?
For the porn awards, huh?
Tequila? I'm more of a tequila. But is that a tequila?
Do you think Steiny could handle... like if you guys had hypothetically.
Okay, we're still. So wait,
I think
hold
he'd be able to hand off.
Is that a yeah?
Time?
Yeah.
Did you want to take that before you answer? If your parents
approve. They
approve.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I believe that. Yeah. You're a stand up guy. What about
Thank
you?
Thank you.
Honestly, my parents don't really give a fuck. The only thing they ever tell me is I'm happy or not in jail, and like that's pretty much.
Which is where I never want to be.
The same, honestly.
Yeah.
That's my biggest, you know, that's one of my biggest fears.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Is to be locked away from society and just like have somebody else control you and be like, imagine that too. Like,
yeah, see, and yeah. No.
Wait, Melissa, what about you? Yeah. Might as well go around the room.
Me? Well, I was raised Mormon, so it was a rough, like, kind of intro to like, hey, by the way.
I feel like that's a natural intro. I'm not going to fucking
bro,
lie.
Bro, I am not alone. In this industry, what do you think it is? Like 40%? Like, it's high.
I'd say 60.
40% Mormon?
Yes, it is
60%.
A high
what the
percentage
fuck?
Of ex-Mormons.
They literally breed
I could be a porn
them.
Star. I could be a porn star.
Okay, hold on, Bob. Wait, really quick. Wow, see, Bob.
Yeah, 4 minutes isn't going to get you a fucking scene.
How do you know 4 minutes? What are you talking about?
Okay, but wait.
Because you
not...
have told me time and again. That's your max.
Really? Okay.
Okay, that's
PR.
Also not what's important. And also, there's levels to that. If he's wearing a condom, then 4 minutes is not acceptable. If he's not, then it's...
Yeah,
it's relatable.
By the way, it is hard to last. I'm just letting you know. Like,
well, if you're wrapped up, then 4 minutes is not okay. No glove, you got to be, or no, 4 minutes makes sense.
What's the longest you've ever lasted?
Christ.
What? I'm sorry, guys. We're not all like Jimmy fucking Sins or whatever.
No, I'm actually not. I'd like.
Oh my God. Wait, no, wait. I want to.
Actually, curious.
I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell it how it is.
Bob, we got to go back to that really quick. Why are so many? Why are so many Mormons? How is it 40%? I want
to
know that.
It's
normal
time.
I said it was.
I want to know why all the Mormons are now in this lane.
I think the Mormon religion has like a very heavy emphasis on sexual repression.
What are you,
like a very, very heavy emphasis. So growing up with that, it makes you want to like try new things. It makes you want to like rebel. So I think that's kind of why we end up here.
Why do women
you
like...
You definitely got no pussy before this.
Brother, let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you guys the truth. You know why
now
I,
you're addicted.
You know why I got...
He has you three in this room, which is insane.
He can't focus. His eyes are like fucking like...
You're addicted.
Fucking
to
halibut. Me,
you're
like, they're everywhere.
Dude, Stratton gave you a blowjay in the back of the Uber for sure.
No,
yes, he did. I know
she
did. Melissa, I'm
sorry
to call you out.
And that's why he's acting like this.
I literally looked back there to see if
this...
I saw police sirens, and I'm like...
NCAA games, I deserve a little fucking little adult entertainment love. Whatever from what you guys do, you know? But obviously, I didn't.
And I'm, by the way, I'm not throwing shade, but I was just like, there were sirens behind us. I wanted to look back and see if they were pulling us over.
Yeah.
And then I just see your fucking heads. And I was like, oh, she must have lost her phone. And then
was,
I look at Bob and Bob's like,
did
you
was
hear
on
it was
the
playing?
Floor.
Did you hear it was playing? It was.
I was
Pop
on the
smoke,
aunt.
So she was just fucking.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah. And guess
just
what? I will never play that song again as long as we're in the same car, us three.
And that, you know what's funny is.
Just rolling in the back of his head.
That she actually did. You totally misjudged that.
Honestly, and by the way, you were in the wrong seat. You should have been up front with me, probably.
her head would have been a lot further down looking for that thing.
Oh my God, I really missed out. I missed out so
been
much.
Crazy
oh
up in there. Yeah,
next
you chose
time.
So when
next
you guys,
time, babe.
When you guys go to a porn, I'll start with you.
Yeah, we're late for our awards, so,
all right, so great,
you know, wrap it up.
I went to a party.
Madonna,
I went to
right?
the Pornhub Awards, or the party last year. It was at the guy who always sits court, Jason Goldstein's house.
Was
the
it?
Awards?
Yeah. No, the after party.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the after party's here this year, so
at one hotel?
Bring your mom.
It's at the one hotel?
It's in your room, babe. I already told all my friends.
I would love to
attend.
I'll
tell you what, that door will be locked. If I see Jason Love or somebody coming up
Tyler's
here.
Tyler's losing his shit.
No, like, we gotta have someone on the door. No one else can get in. No guys.
Wait, honestly, you know we should.
No guys, obvi. Like, I'm not dumb.
Me and Bob can handle.
But then obviously that kind of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Why is that funny?
Dude, I can step up.
Tiny, listen, I believe in you. I believe in you. Yeah, this one.
Honey, let me tell you why. Yeah,
that's fine. I'll take care of the rest. You take care of one.
Yeah, good luck.
It ain't me. Pick someone else, please.
It's for me. It's about this. If I get my, it's like obviously being like close to nominated for an Academy Award in my last movie that I just did. Obviously, I like to get into character. So when I really get
what
in,
a sentence.
When I get
what
into character,
he had one line.
I didn't have one line. I had fucking.
You had two.
I had 11 lines.
I
had 11 lines. And by the way, Doug Liman told me after.
Gyllenhaal.
Listen, I'm doing one with brother. I don't even act. And guess what they said?
Mm-hmm.
We've never seen anything like that. Wow, Bob is.
Is that a guy?
Yeah.
We've never seen anything like that.
In what context did they mean it?
They meant, yo, we've never seen a guy not sleep for 4 days and then be able to come on set and actually do something.
I did show up the first day, though. I did show up for Jake Gyllenhaal the first day. Gyllenhaal and I had a scene we had to do.
Oh, Gyllenhaal told you you did good?
No, wait, hold on. Let him finish. Let him finish. Hang on, this is a great story. No,
they said
day one.
No, I already know what they said.
Day one, were you ready? Did you have your lines memorized? You were good to go? Or
I have a lot of different businesses that I do and I'm involved with.
Okay, so what they said is they said, yo, we've never seen anyone take 180 milligrams of Adderall and then go walk on set. That was fucking insane.
I forgot my line. I didn't know the scene. I mixed up a scene. So I had the big scene with me and Jake.
Now you're trying to play the improv play. He did not improv.
I couldn't improv. I was fucked. I was just fucked. I know you guys have to get going. I know you have to get going soon. Relax. You're good. You'll get the Pornhub Awards and all that stuff. But I just want to say this, that you're wrong, by the way. I got big Happy Gilmore 2 and fucking Tom Cruise, the movie, 25 minutes in the movie. I don't even need the movies.
Yo, honestly, I'm going to keep it real. I want to hang out with you after this, straight up.
Yeah,
no, and just because your personality, I feel your energy.
She's mine.
It's really
who are you talking
good.
To?
We've had really.
Listen,
really
I'll arm wrestle.
I can just feel it.
Adra. Not that she would choose either one of us, but.
Steiny, would you ever make a? Would you ever make a sex tape if these girls were ever like? No disrespect. No disrespect. If they were ever like, we want to make a sex tape with you, would you ever do it? And no disrespect, girls. I'm just asking a hypothetical.
Okay, hold on. No, how long would it last? Hey,
no,
that's a real
question. Wait, no, hold on. That's
depends. But I honestly.
I'm actually 40 curious.
Minutes. It depends on everything, like the money too.
I do. Wait. So
no money.
I have to pay you.
No,
no money,
money. No money. Just for fun.
Why would I ever do that? Oh, no, like put it online.
I forgot who you are. My bad.
Put it online.
I'll give you $50,000 for Monkey Tilt. I swear on my life. I'll give you $50,000 for Monkey Tilt from Sam
to make a porno.
To make a
one-time porno.
One time porno tonight, but also two, there has to be like, I don't know, I gotta get
you can
like,
have
legal.
Some residuals. You can sell it on your OF. You'll
no,
fine.
That's not enough. I'm sorry. OF. Respectfully. Because then I have to dedicate to that.
I would do it
do
for,
fucking
I would do
plug
it for
talk with Adam and Lena on fucking Monday.
Oh, you're like, in.
You know
you're
I mean?
Hooked.
I can't. I'm sorry. I can't. I'm not ready for that.
Listen, porn's not for everyone.
And honestly, like.
MonkeyTilt.com is now available in select countries. We are matching up to $500 deposits. All right, so download the mobile app on Google Play. App Store and head to mtfantasy.com. That's what I gotta say.
When
you
I
sit right here, do you mind for a minute?
No, I just want to tell you guys too. Like when I like,
get
it's actually
close,
different for me because when I like make love to somebody, it's like more important and it's like that real connection.
Aww,
and it's something like
that's so cute.
What I think we might have going
that's
on. And I don't know if you feel it, but I feel it. But it's like, I want to have that bond before we get down type shit. Before we get down type
Jesus
shit.
Stiny.
We'll get down in Bob's room all day. He won't be here.
Can you guys tell who, we asked this question prior. Can you guys tell, obviously speaking of myself, but who has like big dick energy?
Me?
No, like, can you read a guy?
I feel like that question means
dick
little
in the
dick
room?
Energy.
Wait,
honestly,
literally,
yeah, you really, really can.
So you, and what are some of the signs that you can tell in a conversation with somebody, just meeting them, if they have a big dick or a little dick?
The quiet ones.
I was like, confidence, but quiet.
Why are you pointing at
like,
my guy?
Like,
he's
no.
a huge cock. I've seen it before.
Who?
Tyler. He's got great.
I know. Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Keep going there, fucking Zappy.
Just it's the quiet ones. You're also the
tallest. Why don't we have big dick energy right here? Answer the question. I think it's that quiet like confidence that's really. Like,
I don't agree with that.
Yo, you know what?
What do you mean?
I was actually joking.
No,
I was
not,
joking.
They're not loud, but they're the ones that like can go to an event completely by themselves and like make conversation with anybody. Like they just completely know how to like control the room. Like I swear to God, like. I can look at somebody's social media and I could probably tell you, not necessarily if it's long, but I could probably tell you if it's thick.
All right, so hold on.
I don't know what it is.
Like, well, you guys are used to like fucking anacondas, like, what you do. Big cocks, like huge things like I've never seen before.
You know what's so funny though about the industry is, fucking, like, is they're not creature. As big as they look, everybody. They're
camera not adds as big 15 as pounds. They
look. Camera tricks. Yeah.
Really?
Big time.
Interesting. Cool. Because you always get like, I if you had to pick, so there's four guys in the room, not going to name any names. You look around the room. Who do you think has the biggest dick in the room? Truthfully, I'm just curious. And I'm not saying it like...
I don't know.
Well, here's the thing.
More importantly, wait. That's not the best question. Who has the best dick game?
Amen.
I haven't been able to talk to like anybody enough.
No, I'll take a schmedium with like a good vibe over like a big dick.
Okay. I don't like long dick. Long dick will never feel good.
No.
I love a thick one though. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like I would love to be full.
Like inches wise, how thick is that? Like if we're like right here.
Like I like where I can keep like I don't want to touch my fingers together.
Yeah.
Oh wow, yeah. We're not even in the ball game there.
All right. yo, this has been fun. I have dinner. Obviously, this is not going down.
No, Steiny, please continue.
Yeah, we have 5 more minutes. Yeah. So you have nothing to do.
Tell us more about
she's talking about a two-hand grip. Like, it's a fucking baseball bat. I don't have that. I'm going to be honest with you. I use it pretty well. I got to be honest with
you. What's a girl's reaction?
Is that like, your take? Or have you, like, heard that from women?
I've heard, yo, you're the best I've ever had.
Yes. I've said that to everybody.
I've like a little spider monkey jump over.
Wait, what'd you say?
Do you have the drink?
I've said that to everyone I've been with.
I want no
really?
Reviews on men.
What is a girl, Steiny? Steiny, give me
I'll
a
call my girl right now and say, yo, what the fuck
you
are you talking about?
You watch all of my scenes.
You say that to everybody?
Yeah.
So that's like a thing, you say that.
What?
I think in all of my scenes, I've said, you're the best I've ever had, and I want every last drop.
Like, I haven't heard the second, but I've heard the first couple times. Well,
okay, well then
real.
You're probably like somewhere in the middle then.
But like a top middle.
Like maybe a six.
Sure, babe. Yeah. You're great.
You're so good. Wait, but don't you ever want to like let's think of a scenario. Don't you ever want to like take that guy that's maybe not that experienced and change his life?
No.
Why do women like to be
so nice to meet you.
All right, we're out of here. Last question though. We're all good. So you have a mic, right? Grab Stein's mic. I have an honest question. Okay, so why do women like to be like in a sense?
Why do we like to gang up on you?
Nah, we're good, but whatever it is. But
dominated?
Why do women like to be like abused in a sense when it comes to the
No.
Yeah.
No one likes to be abused.
No.
What we like
I don't know, there's some of you guys that do things like that. Like it's like part I don't know.
I was gonna say that definitely happens, but that's not like what I would like in my personal life.
But I mean, like talk down dude and like fucking like,
No. Like yeah. In my personal life, choking, like stuff like that, like rough is okay, but like the moment you start like smacking me across my face or like spinning on me from like way up here, I'm like, that's
like
enough.
Spitting.
Like, we don't need to do all of that.
This I show like started off spitting. So great with the greatest football player in the world, Tyreek Hill, and then it just went porn stars.
Yeah. Why do you say it like that? Like it went downhill. Whose fault is that?
Like you said it like it went downhill.
No, because
I've
developed a. No, I'm not saying. I'm saying downhill in society's eyes, which is sad. Which is sad.
Size. Who? What society?
By the way, hey.
She'll give you some tips later.
By the way,
yeah, just tips.
My ours is a lot more
just
popular.
Just the tip.
How long are you three in town?
They're coming by tonight. For a thing. Like we're doing a post thing tonight. You're going to go down. We're going to tie you up on the chandeliers. You're going to be hanging around like a little spider monkey from the thing, and they're going to do their thing.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. I work at 9 in the morning.
Yeah. Sorry, I have kids at 6 a.m.
You have kids?
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Interesting. So you have kids. So are you ever?
And she's very open about them on her.
I love that. Yeah. I know that everybody lives their own life. Whatever you want to do. The kids thing, is it something that you have to sit down and talk to them and say, hey, this is what I do? Or is it something that they're going to find out? Or is it something like what?
Both. So I have all ranges. I have a 10 and 11 and a 21 and 23-year-old.
They're so pumped that their kids, that their mom's probably.
Absolutely.
I'd be like.
You have like photography up, not like nude.
I have, it is nude. It's implied nude. I just have rose petals in my living room. They're giant
like
posters.
Of herself.
My kids
like,
know.
They
Do you have naked pictures
know.
Of yourself
God
in the room?
God forbid women have sexuality.
I think it's.
Like,
there's
Jesus
no,
Christ.
Like you can be maternal and also be a sexual human being. And I think that's something that like people lack the understanding of is like, I mean, mm-hmm. you, there's two completely different sides of a woman. And like, just because some women aren't doing it on camera.
Talking
to
that mic, yeah, you're good, yeah.
Just because some women aren't doing it on camera doesn't mean that they're not fucking freaky as shit in their personal life. I'm from Wisconsin, and I hear, like, so many of my friends back home talk about the shit that they do. And, I mean, they're just at home with their husbands, and I'm like, I haven't even tried that shit before.
And regardless of being married or single or whatever you guys are, we're not going to ask those questions. I'm saying this is when you guys do this for a living, right? You have sex all the time, correct?
Cool. No.
No, or...
I don't have sex.
I do in my personal life.
Well, how many fucking days a week do you work on doing that? And I'm saying every time you work, you probably
truly, we probably have sex the same amount. Like last week was, and then I'll have it this week. So once a week.
Oh, that's
it? Average. Yeah.
All right. So then, but even still, that's a lot. So say there's like, you know, 52 weeks in a year, that's 52 times, and that's the minimum.
Sure.
And also like a lot of parties involved, a lot of shit going on. So when you guys want to meet somebody, how is it forming a relationship with somebody? Truthfully, that I assume that, and to be honest with you, I don't know if I could do it personally. I don't know if I could ever marry a porn star.
We don't have time for this. Like, I can't fucking fix society in like one podcast.
I think it's just
like,
a very easy answer, honestly. Some men can handle it and some men can't. And it just becomes down to like them being confident within themselves, because you met your husband before you even joined this industry, before you started doing anything nude or anything like that. Sure, you don't work with other men, but... You put yourself out there on social media. You put yourself on there.
You own it.
OF, all that stuff. And he has never had, like, some weird anything with it.
And he's totally...
But he was, is he ever like, hey, honey, how was work today? And you're like, well, there's three black cocks inside of me. Is it a turn on for him?
Yet, but he's totally cool with it. He loves it.
So when is it considered cheating for you guys?
If there's not communication.
Okay.
Yeah, or if, like, things are happening outside of work and, like, yeah, your significant other doesn't know about that. Like,
I think it's fun to just, like, you got to keep things interesting, right? You keep it open sometimes, you know, like, with the relationship thing. That's what I learned. I was very exclusive with this girl.
That's the thing, even with
men. She was blowing everybody in town, but at the end of the day.
Christ, Bob.
What?
Yeah, exclusive, yeah.
No, I'm saying, yeah, it was very good. When I'm loyal, I'm loyal. Like, I'm a loyal motherfucker, so, like, I don't.
Okay, but now, okay, so I.
What do you got?
This is the thing, like. A man can love a woman as much as he can. You're always going to find other women attractive. There are always going to be other women that are attractive in the world. Could you be having better sex with them? Sure. And that's what I think a lot of men that date girls in the industry start to, like, their minds start to, like, get fucked up because they're like, oh, well, that guy fucks you so much better. It's like, yeah, but that's just one tiny little part of it.
Exactly, and it's not worth it.
Yeah.
You slip up, it's not worth it. The most important thing you can do is when you go home and you, it's like a muscle you got to build, because when you, the second you slip up, and you're disloyal, it's like you break it, and you know, it's like a muscle.
I mean, if I was only getting 4 minutes at home, I'd probably have thoughts, you know.
You keep bringing up 4 minutes, I don't know why that is.
Yeah, I don't know where I got that.
If I could have 4 minutes on a Hitachi, I'd be okay.
Oh, amen.
Note to self.
Note to self. At the same time, because like, I know I can get off in 4 minutes with a Hitachi. So if he's doing his thing and I'm doing my thing.
Who the fuck is Hitachi?
Ninja? Like that vibrator.
Oh,
that like big white vibrator that everyone uses in porn.
Oh, I don't watch porno.
Do you know what a vibrator is?
How? What?
Something you put on your vagina.
You don't watch porn.
I don't watch porno.
What's the reason?
Because I get a lot of pussy.
Oh, okay.
The amount of lies on this podcast is astounding.
But see, right there.
Astounding.
By the way, listen, I fucking,
Twitter,
I'm wealthy.
Fact check that.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't.
You do watch porn.
I only watch your porn.
And you do get a lot of fucking pussy. So don't sit here and tell us.
Did you say I don't get a lot of pussy or do?
No, you do.
Yeah, of course.
You get a lot. Oh, okay.
That's exactly what he said.
As I was saying, I do get a lot of pussy. No. I think that it's important. Like, I think if you make girls laugh, you're good, right? The laughing thing is important.
That is important.
I think.
But then you're off. If you have a small dick, you're just off the grid, right? You can't. Like, you can't...
That's not true.
I don't think it's true.
Have you guys a little fucking pecker?
Oh, sure. I mean, oh, if it was that size that you just
way
showed,
below
for
average,
there's just no hope no matter how great he is,
like,
right?
Like, you'd be a comedian in your own way. Like, people would be talking about you behind your back, for sure. Like, you'd be a laughing stock.
But you know what's crazy? Men that have, like, really below average, they love being humiliated, too. So that's a whole different category. It's a whole different category.
Oh, yeah. Interesting point, though. So guys that have little dicks, they like being humiliated?
Those are the guys more that like being cocked and stuff like that. Like, those are the ones that you always have, like, see having, like, the hot wives and shit like that. Yeah. But they're getting fucked and, like, turned out in the hotel room every weekend.
Who cheats more, men or women?
That it. There's no, it'll never. It'll
Can
always,
it be
it's
50-50?
Even, yeah, it's an even playing field. Yeah. It very much is.
Yeah, unfortunately for you.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
You keep throwing off these old snarky, wise-ass comments over there in the corner, buddy.
Can't help it.
You know, they're kind of beating around the bush.
Do you have any experience with cheating?
Do I have any experience with cheating? Yeah. Of course I do, yeah.
Being cheated on?
Yeah, I do. Bummer. Wise guy with your lies. Your little evil lies. I mean, by the way, I think that our bounce back has been pretty significant.
50-50. 50-50.
No, I think women are a lot worse than men. I think that women are a lot worse than men because it's a lot more accessible.
You would.
And I think that...
Yeah.
I think it's all different. I think
it's very easy.
I go to bed at night when I'm in a pact. When I'm in a pact with somebody, and I make a fucking pact with you. I'm not slipping up. I used to go out the girl I dated before, who was awful, by the way.
That's
I used
true.
To.
This poor girl's getting slammed.
By the way, you have no idea. You have no idea.
Yeah. Wait. Here's the problem. At the end of the day, most women in porn are girls. So you can talk whatever the fucking shit you want about your ex.
Women in porn are the most loyal.
We're not gonna say.
I will agree.
So whatever the fuck you want. Yeah.
I will agree.
Go for it, Bob.
I'm trying to like literally play fucking Jenga when I come home. I'm not thinking about someone else's dick.
You think you guys chose this industry because you're horny individuals?
I chose the industry because I wanted to be able to explore my sexuality in a safe way because, yes, I am a very sexual human being, but I'm not the type of person that, like, can go to a party or go to a club and meet someone, like, take them home in that sense. So for me, I was like, I can join the industry and, like, do it all in a safe way. And it's so funny because joining the industry, the things that I thought I was interested in are the opposite of what I'm actually interested in now. And I would only be able to learn that from the industry.
Oh, great answer. Ms. Stratton?
Right. Sorry. What was the question? I was thinking about Adra taking someone home.
Would you like to?
What do you guys, obviously, big night tonight. Big night tonight. How important is outfits?
Pretty very fucking important. Are you wearing black?
We haven't figured it out yet.
No one's wearing, okay, I think we're all wearing black.
And so when do these awards start, and what's the process? You go
they
in?
They started.
It already fucking started, so can you wrap this shit up? We got better things to do.
Yeah, we're all good, so obviously.
They started, but honestly, I don't think we're going to be late.
No, not at all.
Porn's very disorganized. I feel like most events start too.
It starts at 10, I'll probably start at
midnight. Got red carpet, we've got drinks, we've got the award. Yeah, it's a big party, so it's all good.
And does everybody just like...
No, we don't.
Like, they all fuck each other?
No.
No.
You have fucked 50% of the room, usually, but at the event, there's no fucking. Like, no.
Who's the best sex you ever had? What guy? On in a professional setting?
Manuel.
Ooh.
Oh, daddy.
They say we share similar characteristics.
No, they don't.
How do you know so much
information?
How do you know so much information about my sex life? How do you know so much information about my sex life?
Well, Manuel's French, and he's super hot. Yes. So you're kind of missing two major points.
Oh, you guys both have blue eyes, though.
We went with our personality.
Maybe it's that.
We went with our personality. Don't worry. You should see some of you should see my roster, by the way. Anyways.
Christ.
Yeah, like really crazy. Like what was it?
Just go to Google Bob Battery
girlfriends and then look at all of them. Boom. Yeah. Right down the line. Bang, 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 bang.
Here's the worst part. If this airs and if you fucking clip
this
back together,
tomorrow,
you'll get way more favorable comments than we will. And that's what's super frustrating is you're like, look at my roster. Look at my whatever. We haven't said a fucking negative thing about anyone that we've worked with. Or anyone that we've had sex with. And
well, tell me a negative thing about somebody you had sex with. What was a bad experience?
I can't. I won't.
There had to have been a bad experience.
No, I respect the people that I work with, and I only work with people that respect me, too.
Yeah, but you're not telling the truth, then, because you're not.
No, I've had bad experience.
You don't know the industry, Bob. You don't know the industry.
Wait, time out. Hold on. She just said she had a bad experience. Hold on.
There's a few bad experiences. 100%.
Yeah, now you're contradicting yourself. That's it. Your Honor, no further questions, Your Honor.
She's such a stupid one, though. It's like not even.
So tell me about the negative experience.
No, like, it's
so
bad.
No names.
Don't bait her.
I'm not baiting her. What are you baiting people? I don't give a listen. This ain't Barbara Walters in here, right?
Thing, and it's only
I'm
because
strangle you.
No, it's okay. It's only because I'm way too fucking gay. So my thing is, I was doing a hot tub scene one time with this girl. I'll name her. What's up, girl?
Right, don't be bringing drama in here. Go ahead.
No, it's really not that big. That's what I'm saying. It's really not that big of a deal.
I'm bleeping that one. She ain't rolling up in here. One hotel.
She ain't around anymore. Don't worry about Kathy.
All right, we just said it three times now. A lot of bleeping. A lot of bleeping going on. You make a girl laugh, you can make her do anything. That's the thing.
It truly is. We were doing a bathtub scene one time, and the director said,
Who is the director, by the way? That's what I want to know. It's definitely a guy like
her name chilling. Is Mason, and she wins awards every fucking year. She's bomb as shit.
Not yeah, that's a, is she like the Tarantino of like?
She really is Mason. Yeah, she could be. No, I feel like that's Vixen.
Yeah.
Now that
more,
I think about it.
No, for Tarantino, I feel like that's more chef.
Do you guys do, like doing, I'm Tarantino. Sorry, I know you have to go. I know you have to go. You guys are so, you know. Do you guys like doing soft? Like, because I, you know, obviously you have like the, remember back in the day when I used to like, when I did beat off to porn, there was like Skinamax.
Christ, yeah, like 6 hours yesterday. Ago when you were texting me this morning. Like, I what's your off, best scene you've ever done? Yeah. Fucking send it to me.
Yeah, no shit, of course I did. Why would I have a person's career? I would absolutely want to.
I mean, just Google
I'm like, I'm living in the moment. Like, I have lazy. Very few opportunities where I get to sit with porn stars. Doesn't happen often. My career is different than yours. So when I do, I'm going to take welcome. Full advantage of it. Thank
you're welcome.
You. At the end of the day, so what is your like, what was the question I was asking? I forget.
Yeah, exactly. All right, cool. Well, hey, it's been super fun, you guys. Okay. So sorry you had to listen to this shenanigans.
Oh, no, this is so great. You have no idea. It's a great time. It really is. And I really respect what you guys do. I do. I think at the end of the day, you guys are very free spirits.
Honestly,
you
thank
own
you,
what you do, and I really, really actually respect that.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. And thanks for letting us give you a little bit of shit because it's fun.
And, like, not lying, if you guys, I know you guys do scenes and stuff and whatever, if you ever need, like, rehearsal help or anything like that. Or anything you always
there it
call
is.
Me, all right?
There it is. All right.
So sweet. I really, honestly.
I'm a great
I'm
little
sure
fucking photo double.
That took a lot of effort to say, and I'm so appreciative of that.
Yeah, we will take you up on that.
You have a great smile, by the way. Girl in the middle, you have a great smile, by the way. Great smile. All you do. Very beautiful. Yeah. Great seeing you, Melissa. Well, that wraps up the Monkey Tail Pod. Obviously, we started this mainstream media hit Sports Center. We're on ESPN, and now we are a full-blown porn show, I guess, apparently. But going from mainstream media to this. Yo, this is Bob Benner here with a quick message to remind everybody to gamble responsibly. Gambling will not make you rich, does not guarantee you Lambos or pussy. 99% of you are going to lose. Fuck, maybe more. I didn't consult with the fucking statistic nerds before I made this video. Play for fun, play a responsible amount, don't gamble your mortgage, don't tell your wife and kids no presents this year because I blew it all on fucking LeBron James to score over 25 points. It's not good, and it's not good for your marriage either. Don't be that fucking guy that to blow Dana White in a fucking public podcast for 30 minutes. And I'll tell you what, I've been there, and it is not fucking fun. End of the day, gamble for fun, gamble responsibly. And if you need help, please go to any of our resources below for further assistance. And I'm actually going to be hopping on that site right now. So take care.